Lord, please help us to fully realize that while putting on our armor is a must in these days of serious warfare, it is not just a casual thing, or worse, something to be taken granted for because we are a child of the kingdom of God. Please convict us that this precious protection, as well as the swords you have given us, must be inseparably connected to our hearts and will in full service to you, our beloved King. Amen. One of our prayer warriors had what he terms a heart vision a little while ago, and Claire wanted to share it with you all today. It's called The Parable of the Two Warriors. The vision began, "I saw two warriors climbing the mountain. The first warrior was very imposing, powerful, and well-equipped. His sword and shield were well-polished and large. His armor was ornate and very beautiful, and his cloak was of the finest silk. This was by far the most impressive warrior I had ever seen. His armor and weapons were inscribed with Holy Scripture, and I perceived that he was a Christian. I will call him Cosmo. The second warrior was the complete opposite. He was short and very thin. His armor was simple and unadorned. His weapons were sheathed and put away, and he carried a gnarled walking stick. This warrior leaned on his stick greatly, as though he needed it to walk. He was cloaked and covered completely in sackcloth, head to toe. Only his hands could be seen. I perceived that this warrior also was a Christian. I will call him Seth. They both stood next to one another as a comparison. As powerful and glorious as Cosmo looked, Seth was just as lowly and unimpressive. They were both climbing up the mountain together to reach the top and brave the perilous dangers and wiles of the demons. Cosmo walked with a very pronounced gait, with broad steps, and his chest puffed out. Seth walked slowly, leaning heavily on his walking stick. Seth seemed to be weeping at times, and he clutched the walking stick tightly. Cosmo seemed to be very strong, while Seth seemed equally weak. Cosmo was soon far ahead of Seth, even mocking him for still being so far behind. Seth, in reply, began to clutch his walking stick even more tightly. I perceived that Seth was praying for Cosmo during these moments. There were many steps up the mountain, and so there were spaces where the ground flattened out, where a traveler could rest a while. As Cosmo approached one of these waysides, a smell came before him. It was of the most sumptuous food and drink in all the land, laid out upon a stone table, steaming hot and unattended. Cosmo turned aside to inspect the food. As he reached out to partake of it, he hesitated a moment, but then he took a great platter and sat down to eat it. As he was eating, Seth came up beside him. Seeing the sumptuous feast, he again grasped his walking stick and continued up the path, repeating now under his breath, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Cosmo continued to sit and eat and drink, and before long he was quite full. He stood again and continued to walk up the pathway. It was at this point I was aware that an angel of God was present with me, watching this play out in my heart. So I asked him, "Can you explain in more depth what is happening?" The angel replied, "The feast was a trap by Satan. The hesitation of Cosmo was the moment when Holy Spirit counseled him not to eat of it, but to continue on. When he ignored him, he fell in that moment and ate. When the angel said that, I saw demons floating around Cosmo, inhaling deeply and seemingly refreshed by the sickly green fumes that were coming off of him. 'What is this they are breathing in from him?' I asked. The angel replied, 'Sin. Engaging in, engorging that meal, the trap Satan laid for him, was sin. The demons draw energy and strength from sin. Now, look at Seth.' So I obeyed. Focusing on Seth, I saw that there were demons floating around him as well. But they were all very thin and emaciated. beautiful blue-gold scent surrounded Seth and seemed to be choking the demons, but at the same time they were wafting straight up to heaven. This is the fragrant incense of a soul committed to holiness, to obedience and humility. The demons cannot stand this fragrance and will soon flee from it. This incense goes straight to heaven and is breathed in by the very nostrils of the Lord God, and all of heaven can smell it. Sure enough, the demons did flee Seth and went over to Cosmo, who was now looking even more drained and even more sluggish. The demons surrounding him were now quite fat and large, and the thin ones that had fled from Seth began to feed also from him. This is also one of the reasons Satan and his demons provoke the sons of men to produce sin, said the angel. It is not only to damage men, drive a wedge between them and God, and open the door for them to be sifted, but also to recharge themselves with sin. It is an energy source for them. Cosmo was not looking at all good by this point, but he continued on walking. Seth was now a good ways ahead of him. Warfare approaches, the angel warned. A cloud of little, winged, impish creatures was blocking the path of the two warriors. There must have been thousands of them. They chanted a mantra, fear, doubt, unbelief, over and over again as they watched the warriors approach. I could see Seth stand still for a moment as a few of the fear demons flew by him, not too close, due to the incense of virtue surrounding him, but a few ventured close. I perceived that the two warriors could not see these creatures. Then the fear demons swarmed around Cosmo, who visibly became afraid, and took hold of his sword, swinging it wildly, but missing the demons completely. When he did make contact, the blade did not even cut the exposed form of the demon. He was completely ineffective. Seth, however, took hold of his walking stick and lifted it high. Praying a simple prayer, he began to walk into the swarm, unafraid. Suddenly, from under his sackcloth cloak, his sword and shield flew forth, striking and blocking the demons who got too close. Those who stood in his way, he bound in the name of Jesus, and they were bound indeed. At this point, I realized that Seth's sword and shield had no grips or handles, yet they flew forth with such speed, power, and accuracy, and performed in combat as no man could. I asked the angel why this is so. The grips for the sword and shield are in his heart. When he began to lift up the name of the Lord and place him between the enemy and himself, the Lord stepped down and sent his holy angels to fight for him. I realized then that the walking stick represented Christ and him crucified. I could see now written on Seth's walking staff an inscription that read, The Branch. I could also see many angels around him, striking and dragging away the demons that were bound. Before long the demons parted for Seth and resisted him no more. Seth, looking back, saw that Cosmo was still under heavy assault, being bitten and covered in excrement, which was beginning to eat away at his armor like hot oil through butter. Seth, weeping for the wounded state of his companion, knelt down and prayed for Cosmo to be delivered. Many angels came then and began to drag the demons far away from Cosmo. The angel spoke again. He had the scriptures engraved on his armor, but not in his heart. He spoke of Cosmo. He wielded his weapons weakly, for his lack of virtue, and, being under condemnation and fear, used them with little conviction. He fought as the world does, and you cannot defeat Satan or his evil spirits with carnality. I heard these words then. Philosophy, psychology, and the wisdom of the world. Yes, replied the angel, these are powerless before Satan. That was the end of the prayer warrior's vision. But as I finished it, the Lord reminded me of a passage from the message, The Enemy's Next Move Against You, that was given to Claire on May 3, 2016. I want to read to you just a small portion of it, but please take the time to look it up on the website, heartdwellers.org, and listen or read to the entire thing. Jesus began, Some of you I have allowed to fall because of your pride. It is better for you to see yourself as you are now, while there is time to change. Some of you fell because you were not paying close attention. Some of you fell because you thought you were stronger or smarter, especially here on the channel. You couldn't understand how others could be so ugly, and thought to yourselves, "Well, I will never do that." Then curiosity led you to listen to their lies. The lies took root and undermined your faith in me. They put cracks in the foundation. Oh, do you know that this is an invitation to evil? Those very words, "Not me, I will never fall." Yes, that is an invitation to the enemy. He sees that you feel secure, and he also sees your limitations, so he exploits them. Unless you are highly vigilant and spending sufficient time with me, he can easily outsmart you. That is exactly what has happened here. Certain people didn't realize how vulnerable they were to men's reasonings. They didn't realize they had a bias, an area of scorn, contempt, or bitterness for others, and that opened the door to a fall. Whenever I instruct you, there is a very specific reason. I am warning you of the enemy's next move. I can see the traps as they are preparing for you. I can also see your weaknesses. I pinpoint a dynamic every day to warn you of what is coming. If you don't obey, you open yourself to a fall. You cannot outsmart the enemy if you do not follow me in obedience. You are no match for them without me. And when you go out from the sheep pen without me leading you, you are indeed without me, in the sense that I cannot protect you from what you openly pursue against my will. He ended the message this way, and I will close with his admonition and encouragement. Now, I bless you with the grace to arm yourselves with my instructions and protect the deposit of faith I have entrusted you with. Some of you are being raised up as my frontline warriors, and you are learning invaluable things about your enemy. Understand, that is one of the main reasons this channel and you all are being targeted. The enemy is furious that I am teaching you about his tactics. I love you, my bride, and I cannot wait to be with you forever. May the Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers.